Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market's going to get off to a reasonable start according to the futures. They're telling us that we should see a gain of just under 0.8% when trade gets underway later on this morning. And essentially, it's a continuation of this recovery that we have seen for global stock markets over the course of their most recent sessions. So we saw this take root in early Asian trade on Friday after the market closed. We heard from Jerome Powell in a discussion on public radio in the US. He spoke about potentially less aggressive rate rises in the back end of the year, bearing in mind that Fed officials have really done an extraordinary job of conditioning the financial markets to the possibility of more aggressive rate rises in the medium term. And the downshot of that has been that stock markets in particular have really borne the brunt of that discussion. And we've seen a double-digit declines over the course of recent weeks from their peaks. So at the moment, the best you could describe this as being is a consolidation following a very aggressive readjustment towards the downside. Whether or not now we have got the range established over the course of the near to medium term is another question entirely. And investors are still navigating that minefield, and certainly we'll be getting some very important points by which to navigate this week. And they will start today with the Chinese data dump that will be coming out to describe retail sales, industrial production, and investment numbers as well. So the way that these figures should be interpreted is that if you see some softer numbers, that will be seen as a catalyst for Chinese authorities having to do more to support their economy as it comes out of this lockdown period, which has been quite debilitating for the country as a whole. So that will likely be seen as a positive, strangely enough. Weaker Chinese numbers today could very well be supportive as far as our own market is concerned. But as far as the rest of the week is concerned, we have got the wage price index numbers on Wednesday, and we've got the unemployment numbers on Thursday. Critical inputs into the Reserve Bank's calibrations on not only what's going to happen at the next interest rate meeting, but also in terms of what the medium term holds. So this some hot figures here on both counts could very well introduce a conversation around a 0.5% rate increase from the RBA, likely or otherwise, but it'll still be a part of the conversation. So that's something to keep in mind in terms of the things that will stand out this week. But certainly in terms of what we saw on Friday, that 2.4% improvement for the S&P 500, it gives you a sense of the scale of the losses that we're already looking at before then. Even with that gain, the broader US market was down by 2.4% in weekly terms. The NASDAQ was up 3.8% on Friday in weekly terms, still down by 2.8%. And our own market, which rose by about 1.9% on Friday, we still fell by 1.8% in weekly terms. So there's no question about the downward momentum at the moment. But it will all be determined by this discussion on rates. So a lot to get through as far as the next couple of days are concerned. Today we don't have all that much to deal with. We've got Macquarie going ex-dividend, which will be a bit of a weight on the market. Perseus, the gold miner, will have an AGM. Just a couple of things at the margins in terms of what's important. The Aussie dollar has had a little bit of a reprieve as well, so it's back to around 69.4 US cents.